Hi, my name is Beth Massey, and today I'm going to show you how to get started building cloud business apps on Office 365 using Visual Studio 2013. A cloud business app is a new project template in Visual Studio 2013 that streamlines the way you build apps for SharePoint 2013 and Office 365, and they're all about data and collaboration around that data. Cloud business apps are particularly well suited for building business apps for a variety of modern mobile and tablet devices because the UI is based on HTML5 and jQuery mobile and will automatically adjust to multiple device form factors. The types of apps you build using Visual Studio Cloud Business App typically need to consume and aggregate multiple data sources easily, as well as enable collaboration around that data. Visual Studio provides a set of designers and tools that help you build business productivity apps fast. With cloud business apps, a developer doesn't have to write all the plumbing code associated with data-centric services, authorization, or UI. Instead, you can focus on what makes your application unique through multiple customization points. In this video, I'll show you how to get started developing these types of apps on Office 365. We'll create a simple food product survey app that our salespeople can take off-site to our customer food markets to record how the product is doing in the store. We'll also want to use some customer data that is stored in SharePoint itself. So let's see how we can do this in just a few minutes. Okay, so I've got Visual Studio 2013 open, and I have already installed the Office Developer Tools March 2014 update. I will be showing some new features in that update, and I'll provide a link next to this video. So let's go ahead and name our application here, Survey App. Okay, the first thing that we need to specify is where our SharePoint debugging site is. So I already have a SharePoint developer site. If you don't, you can click here, and there's a few ways that you can sign up for one. First of all, if you're an MSDN subscriber, you already get a benefit to develop on Office 365, so you can just redeem your benefit here. If you have a mid-size business or enterprise plan, you can provision a developer site through the admin center. Otherwise, you can start with a free 30-day trial, and if you're satisfied, you can go ahead and buy a developer subscription for just $99. So I already have a developer site set up, and I actually have this site called Contoso Surveys that has some customers and products data already here in SharePoint that we're also going to want to use as part of our application. Okay, so let's go back to Visual Studio here. And we'll go ahead and specify that this is the site I want to develop against. Okay, and the first thing we're going to need to do is attach to the customer and products data. So there's a variety of different data sources that you can connect to, including any database, OData service, SAP, or even custom services that you write. So let's go ahead and click SharePoint. And I'm automatically going to choose the user identity, which means the authenticated user through SharePoint will be used to connect to the data. Okay, so I just need to verify my credentials. Okay, and now we can see the lists here. Here's our customer and products. And you'll notice we also can see the document libraries on the site as well. Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and use customers and products. User information list is pulled in automatically because it has a relationship to our lists. Okay, just click Finish. And now we have the Data Designer open. Okay, if we go ahead and take a look at the server project here, you'll see that under our data sources, we have the customer and we also have products here. So now we need to create a survey table to store the surveys. So I'm going to just right-click on data sources and add a new table. And I'll call this survey. And now we need to define the properties that we want to store. So I'm going to have a survey name. We're also going to store the sales representative. So instead of storing that as a string, though, we can store it as a person. So Cloud Business Apps allow you to select not just the storage types, that how you want to store something in the database, but we have a concept of a business type. So business types come with controls and validations for free. So the better that you can describe your data here in the data model, the better off you're going to be when you create screens. So you'll notice there's web address, person, like I mentioned. We also have email address, phone number, money, percent, that kind of thing. Okay, so let's go ahead and select person. Because the SharePoint user is authenticated through SharePoint, the person is going to be a list of users on SharePoint. Okay, so let's go ahead and create some survey data. What do we want to capture about the survey? How clean the display is probably a good one. Display cleanliness. And instead of storing this as a string, I'm going to store it as an integer, and I'm going to want to provide a fixed choice list. Okay. Also, let's go ahead and store the shelf placement. Okay, now we just need to relate this survey to our product and customer. So I'm going to just click on the relationship button here, and now we can go ahead and select our customer, one customer to many surveys, and we're going to go ahead and store that customer ID in the survey itself. And we're going to do the same thing, selecting product. One product can have many surveys as well. So there are a lot of properties we can set on the fields and table itself using the data designer. Certain properties pertain to the server side and others on the client side, so you can toggle them using the perspective here. One of the things I want to do is I don't want to display on the screens that we generate the customer product ID, so I'll just uncheck display by default. Okay, so let's go ahead and create some screens. So I'm going to go ahead and right-click on the Screens node, and we're going to add a screen. And I'm actually going to add a common screen set. So that means it will create a browse screen that we can search through for our records. We can view those records. We can add and edit those records. And so it'll create a common screen set for us. So I'm going to go ahead and just select the surveys data and click OK. Okay, so now we have an add edit survey, a browse surveys, and a view survey screen. Now what I'm going to do here, this is the browse survey screen, will be the first screen that the users see. I'm going to change the fields that we're displaying. Note that you can also change the list control itself. By default, we're displaying a tile list. You could show this in a flat list or in a table control. The tile list is well suited for multiple form factors because the tiles start to lay out horizontally, but as the form factor gets smaller, they flow vertically. So I'm going to leave it as a tile list, but just know you can change that. Also, I don't want to display the display cleanliness here. I rather show the customer and the product in the row here. So I'm just going to drag that over. Okay, so let's go ahead and see what we've got so far. I'm going to hit F5, and this will build, deploy, and then launch our application. So you'll notice that it's deploying now into SharePoint. Okay, so the app is now installed. Okay, so all we have to do is trust it here. And now we're going to be redirected back to our local machine so that we can debug. Okay, so you'll notice that we don't actually have any surveys, so I'm going to go ahead and add one. Okay, and this is the person picker, so you'll notice that as we start typing, we'll see there's the users that are on the site. I have me on my site. And let's go ahead and fill out the survey by picking our choices. And now we'll just need to select our customer and product. So I think we have a couple customers here. There's Quick Stop, and we can put a product in, chocolate. Okay. Okay, so now we have a tile list. Let's go ahead and add another one. Now you'll notice as I start to type, the autocomplete will actually not just search starts with, but also contains, okay? We can also click this button and it will show all of them here, okay? All right. Okay, so another thing I wanted to show is as we start to get a smaller form factor here, as the screen starts to shrink, you'll notice that the tile list starts to flow vertically. The common screen set also gives us the view screen here, which also starts to flow. Columns are removed. Two columns become one column. So that would be really nice if you have a phone. Okay. And then we have an edit button here as well. The other thing we have on the first screen is a search. Okay. So if we want to search, there we go. We can find the records. Okay. So that's all. That's what we get with a common screen set. Okay, now I could go ahead and customize this further by adding a logo or even writing code and business rules for checking validation and that sort of thing. But what I want to do in this first video is I also want to show how we can actually deploy this app now into our SharePoint corporate catalog. So let's see how we can do that. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do when we're ready to deploy is change to the release configuration, and then we'll right-click on the project and select Publish. Okay, now we're going to need to figure out how we want to host the application. Now, we just built a web application. That's all it is. It's a HTML client, and it has a .NET server. So we need to host it either in, you know, an IIS box somewhere or an Azure website even. And that's what provider hosted would be, where we go ahead and control where we're publishing the application and where we're hosting it. However, you can also auto host, which means that SharePoint will automatically host the application by provisioning a site for us. The difference here is that when a user installs an app that's auto hosted, when they remove the app or delete the app, the entire application is deleted. So is the data that we created. So not the customers and products data that's in SharePoint, but in this case, it would be the surveys data itself. So it just depends on what type of application you're building. For this example, let's go ahead and just select auto-hosted. Next, we need to specify the connection to that products and customers data. In this case, it's using the host web to signify where the application is. So depending on where users install the application, you don't hard code the developer site. Okay, so that's the idea. All right, so click Next. And now what's going to happen is Visual Studio will just bundle this up into a SharePoint app package for us. Okay, and there it is. Okay, so now we're going to need to install this. Okay, so in order to show you how you install this, I'm going to go back over to our SharePoint site here, and I'm going to put on the administrator hat. So typically, you would just hand this app over to the administrator, and this is how we're going to make this app available to our users by putting it in the corporate store. Okay, so to do that, first, because this is a dev site and I'm going to show you how to do that with this site itself. I'm going to need to remove our survey app. So I'm just going to go to the dev home. Because we were debugging this app, let's remove this debugging version. Okay. All right. So now that we have removed that, we can go ahead and distribute the app. Just go up to the admin here, SharePoint. Okay, and now you'll have the apps, and then there's an app catalog, okay? If you don't have one, you'll need to create one first. It'll guide you through that. Okay, and here's where users can even request applications that they'd like you to make available, so you can manage those requests here. You can also obviously distribute apps for Office as well, the Office client. So here we're going to go ahead and distribute our app for SharePoint. Okay, I've got a few here already, but all we need to do is take the app package and drop it onto the Surface here. Okay, so now it's been uploaded. Let's go down to it here. It's a survey app, is the new one. And now we can go ahead and edit some properties. Okay, you're probably going to want to put in a description, an icon, that sort of thing, even categorize it. What I'm going to do just for this is I'm going to make sure that we have some hosting licenses, okay, so at least one of them to see how this works, okay? All right, so now that the app is available, I can go back to my SharePoint site, put on my user hat, and say I'm here on my site, and now I want to add an app. So I'll go ahead and add an app. And now you'll see here's the survey app. So when I click on it, it asks me if I trust it, and I say yes. And now what's going to happen is it will install. Okay, it takes a little bit because it's going to auto-provision. But that's how you can make available the apps that you build with Visual Studio 2013. So that's how you can use Visual Studio 2013 and the Cloud Business App project. Thanks for watching.